Welcome to the Two Fab Femmes podcast with your hosts, Maggie Hill and Gina Cafasso. Conversations on every topic for women to survive in this great big world.
Welcome back. I would welcome our femmes, but this show is for our men's.
Ooh.
I know. This is going to be good. Guys, listen. This show for our merry men, this is just for you.
It is. We wanted to do something special for you around the holidays.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Happy holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Kwanzaa. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Yeah. Oh, is that
Mazel
L'chaim?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Happy, you know.
We're covering it all. We're covering it all. We do.
I think it's going to be absolutely fabulous, so stick around. But first, and you guys already know, what these two gals do, Gina, two Fab Femmes walked into a bar.
Yes, we are.
Gina,
that's what we do.
How was your fabulous week, dear? And tell us all about your drinky winky.
Well, my week was a little crazy, but good crazy.
Like
but just a
fun
lot.
Crazy?
Fun, well, fun crazy, just a lot going on, you know. Right. But I decorated for Christmas already because I'm crazy that way.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
and
I am.
And it's darling.
Isn't it cute? I went pink this year.
Yay!
It's a girly Christmas. It's a girly Christmas. But my drink is the Peppermint Alexander, sure to put hair on your chest.
Oh.
Yeah, and who doesn't like to suck on a good candy cane around this time of year? It's a peppermint drink. It's very cute, and it's very pepperminty. There we go. Tastes very good around this time. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, it sounds just divine.
I know. So how about you? What is your
marvelous
drink? And how was your week?
Well, my week was fantastic. My job has been amazing. I'm super excited, super proud of myself.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank
very
you.
Very proud of you, too.
I'm truly, truly excited. But in general, you know, I'm really looking forward to the holidays, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, looking forward to this episode. So, you know, I'm
doing a little... We are ready to have fun with this one.
Oh, sure. Totally. It's called The Prospect.
Oh.
I know.
I need one of those.
So, well, if Gina, if you're in the mood for extra strong cocktail that's not a martini, because you and I are not martinis.
Yeah, it's for sure. Dirtier the better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whip up a couple of prospectors.
Ew.
It's a boozy variation of the Manhattan that swaps Averna Amaro for sweet vermouth and dry sherry for bitters.
Ooh.
It's a perfect drink for cozying up on the couch or in front of a movie.
Or a fireplace by that.
Or
you know,
a fireplace.
Or
crackle,
a fireplace
crackle.
And a movie. We're such rebels, I tell you.
Or in California on the beach at Christmas.
At Christmas.
Tanks and tans at Christmas.
Wouldn't be the first time.
But it's actually pretty lovely. It's a beautiful little drink there, so... So that's what I'm doing.
I like it.
Ah.
Who wouldn't go? Who wouldn't go?
But off we go. Listen, gentlemen, start your engines.
I was going to say hold on to your seats, but I like to start your engines. I think that's good.
Because we legit have, and you're going to love this, because you guys, you know, a lot of you guys are gamblers, I'm thinking, and 21 being the lucky number.
I would think so.
We've got 21 most important dating tips for you guys.
Mm-hmm. We have some recommendations here. Text versus calls.
Oh.
Maybe a hike versus a drink. Maybe.
Which
long walk, a hike. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask more or fewer questions. These are the questions men have. We're to help you boys figure it all out.
You're so welcome.
You know. The ins and outs of dating. Come on.
Absolutely. So in an effort to do that, we asked dating and relationship experts what the most important dating tips for men are.
Mm-hmm.
And if we may have a drum roll, please.
Number one is be personable. Don't email or text her to ask a woman out for the first time. Well, email seems a little outdated to me. Texting I get. But you know, if you meet a woman on a dating app, maybe pick up the phone and actually have a conversation with her because you can tell a lot by just speaking to someone.
That's huge.
Because you may not have anything in common even over the phone, and you may realize that pretty quickly, and then you can just say, you know, I don't know if this is going to work. So I think on the phone is a good start.
Agreed on that one. That's a good one. Here's number two. Don't move too fast. You know, for a lot of women, online dating in particular, it involves a certain level of risk and anxiety already. And women being women, listen, guys, if you don't get it yet, women are a different breed. Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's just say it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a little bit more dangerous for us than it is for you. Mm-hmm. So click that on in your head.
Right.
And just understand that if there is some anxiety or they're suddenly standoffish a little bit, you need to dive into yourself and say, gee, did I come off too gnarly? Like, was I too intense?
Or too aggressive? Yeah.
Too aggressive. Particularly
too sexual,
in the beginning
stages. On a first date, maybe.
That's gigantic. Yeah. Now, we're going to caveat. Caveat is we have the women that love the sexual thing and all of that.
Very aggressive, too.
And you want the girl that's maybe the arm candy. At the end of the day, this is dating that we're talking about, not mating.
Not mating.
Go listen to some of our other episodes.
Exactly. Maybe a little rating, but no mating at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's very respectful, you know. Through the phone or video chats, you know, suggest doing that first before meeting in person and ensure that she feels comfortable.
Absolutely. And number three is take initiative. To me, there's nothing more sexy than a man that plans the first date. Has it all planned out and just like, okay, this is what we're doing. This is where we're going. So because I hate it. And I'm going to say hate. I know that's a strong word. But when a guy says, when you don't know him and the first date is, well, what do you want to do? Well, now you're putting everything on me again. You're the one who's making the move and asking me out, but you're making me do all the work. It's like, come up with something unique and different and take the lead and plan a date. That's what the guy should do. Am I wrong here?
No, you're not. And that's just sheer confidence.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what a woman loves. Confidence is fucking sexy.
Big time. Big time. The guy who takes charge. You kind of got to like that.
I love it.
And I think some men feel like, well, you know, I want her to be comfortable, so let her pick the place. Nah. No. Even if it's on Bumble where she's making the first move, plan the date. Just plan it. It's not that hard.
She made the first move.
Yeah.
Now it's your move.
Yeah, plan the date.
Number four, meet in public. Good God, guys.
Huge.
Give us a break. Like, again, there's a lot of crime shows out there, and we're not calling you murderers, but when you start doing this, meet me in a cozy corner at my house, we don't know that you're not part of that show. Listen, keep it safe for us. Mm-hmm. And just at least, at the very least, suggest it. Make your first few dates in public. Drive separately. Just show a little bit respect to her. And even if she says, no, come and pick me up or what have you, at least you've given her that sense of safety.
Absolutely. And
that's
so important.
That's a sense of protection. And we know how you guys are protectors. So we appreciate that.
And I think women also, when they feel secure, they're more open. And more
100%. Yeah. And so the trust level happens much faster.
Oh my God, absolutely. If you make a woman feel untrusting, she's not going to open up to you. Literally.
We're going to go like this. Woo-hoo! Closed for business.
Exactly.
Cork, please.
Number five is go somewhere where you're comfortable. This is interesting. I like this one, actually, because again, what we just said earlier about, you know, you not planning the date, don't put it up to the woman. You know, you may think you're being a gentleman by letting her decide where to go, but not really. Women want you to take control. So help cut through any of those nerves by arranging somewhere to meet that maybe you're familiar with so that you feel more comfortable, because then she's going to feel more comfortable.
Oh, 100%. And even if you are the guy who, you know, dates really strong women, there's those guys out there.
Yeah.
They refuse nothing less than a strong woman to ruin their lives. But at the end of the day, even if she's a really strong woman, just set it up, man.
Yeah.
Just do it. And if she turns around and says, no, we're doing this, you still did the right thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Totally.
Now you know what you're dealing with. So it's going to be up to you. Do you still want to continue with a chick like that? I had to put that caveat in.
Yeah.
Because, oh my God.
It's true.
Oh.
But there are some women too that just want to take control of everything. And then you got to think about that. Like, do you really want that?
Yeah. Because you know what comes with that?
Yeah.
The strap on.
Yeah. Oh. And the Vaseline, hopefully.
Or not if you were an a-hole.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
I'm dying.
Ouch. That's so funny.
Number six, and this is big. Doctors do it. Dentists do it.
Everybody does it.
Call to confirm. Don't just leave her hang. Don't make a date 3 days ago and freaking like, are we going out? I don't know. He hasn't told me since.
I've had that happen to me so many times.
I know. And you're the first person I think of because Gina will be sitting there and it always works out. Of course, you know, the guy ends up like, hey, you know, where are you? Or let's do this.
Right.
But she doesn't get that confirmation. That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Also, you know what I don't like? When they don't let you know the place or whatever. So like, how do I dress? And if we're meeting after work, how do I dress
right.
at work so that I can look okay and not look like I'm like this stuffy
so
worker person?
So relevant. And when we're saying, you know, if you're not going to pick her up for the date, dude, you guys have to call to confirm. It's pretty easy. It puts the women at ease. Boom. End of conversation.
Exactly. And if you're running late, a quick text, like I'm running 5 minutes late, also does wonders.
Yeah, it does. But make sure it's because somebody died on the freeway. Do not be late for your date.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Right. Number 7 is look your best.
Yes, please.
A lot of guys don't think about how they look before they go on a date. Even the women pay a lot of attention to the little details of their appearance. So make sure you're well-groomed. Yes, that would be good. Clean fingernails, big bonus. Freshly applied deodorant, also a big bonus. And shower maybe before the date. Just, you know, hey, you know, just some ideas. Yeah. And make sure your clothes match and that they're not wrinkled. There's nothing worse than a disheveled guy showing up on the date.
Legit.
And that you look decent.
I'm going to say this. I don't care if you are dating like a tree hugger girl, like a hippie girl, or like the tatted girl. I don't care about any of that. Put on your best, whatever it is,
right.
in your genre
right.
of attire.
Right.
Like whatever your look is.
Yes.
Up your game in that whole mode.
Right.
In terms of, you know, the dirty fingernail, the shower and all. Come on. We know. Let me tell you how we know. If you just sprayed Axe over a dirty body.
Smell it.
Because hooker strippers. That's what body spray is for. So if you are dating some chick and it's all body spray, she's a hooker stripper.
There you go.
That hasn't showered in 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I do have to say, too, there was the last guy I dated dressed impeccably. And it was such a turn on to me that he was dressed always to the nines. And just like, just even in a t-shirt and shorts, like he always looked really, really good. And I was, damn, this guy, man, just put together. Like when you're put together, it just makes you look like, I don't know. Even even if your life is disheveled on the inside, you don't know it if you look good on the outside.
That's
just,
hot.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter, you know, like even like dress for your body type, you know, like
dress for your body
type.
And even, so if you're doing like something on the beach, if you're taking her for a cocktail at sunset, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go for a walk on the beach, show up in those killer jeans and really nice flip-flops. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
It's a look. We live in California, Gina and I. Still hot, but you've got the really nice, you know.
White shirt, do a white crisp shirt. There's nothing more sexy than that.
It's too good. It's too good.
I like it.
I love it. Number 8, confidence is key.
Mm-hmm.
We opened up with this. Confidence is sexy, guys. Listen, the way you enter a room, the way you share a glance.
Mm.
Oh my God, that's so hot.
Oh, it's
and
so
we
hot.
Mean with her.
Yeah.
So let's be clear.
Yeah, right.
Be careful, guys.
Yeah, really. Not with everybody else in the room.
I don't care how hot your waitress is.
Yes.
Back off, bitch.
Yeah, right.
Legit.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's like people feel odd and awkward if you feel uneasy and weird.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk in and own it.
Yeah, right. That's for women too, actually, when you think about it.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, and walk with your head held high and your shoulders back. Don't walk in all humped over.
Exactly.
Hunched over, excuse me. Don't walk in all hunched over.
Humped over.
What am I thinking
about?
That
was a message for women. Don't walk
in all humped over.
Like you've just been humped over. Because that's not a good look.
It's not a good look. Not a good, well, it depends, but no, usually not a good look.
Not in a bar.
Yeah, not in a bar. And number 9 is remember your manners, boys. So women's.
Your mama's listening.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, really. Women appreciate old school good manners. We do. We really do. They also convey that you're appreciative of her choosing to spend her time getting to know you because her time is valuable, whether you want to see that or not. The fact that she gave you the time of day is actually a big bonus for you because she's interested. Otherwise, she wouldn't. Right.
You're welcome.
Right.
Okay, this is a biggie. In fact, this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, turn off your flipping phone. I don't care if you have it on vibrate.
Right.
But don't it bing.
Yeah.
Because you know the first thing that's going to go through a chick's mind?
It's another woman.
It's the same thing that's going to go through your mind if hers goes bing, 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 as she kept checking it and laughing and running to the bathroom. Just turn off your phone. It's not a good look. There's nothing more annoying.
And especially if they have two phones, like the business phone and the personal phone, they put them both on the table. You're like, oh,
give me a freaking break.
Yeah, it's
listen,
like,
she's going to super dig you if you just fully engage with her.
Yes.
And by the way, that goes back to what Gina was saying about manners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
And number 11 is keep the conversation fun. This is a good one because when you first meet someone, obviously you're putting your best foot forward anyway, but don't bring up like really heavy, heavy subjects. So don't turn it into a fact sharing session. Like, you know, have a conversation with a woman. Find out a little about her. Tell her about yourself. Add a little humor, intrigue, little flirtation going on there. You know, it'll make her excited to be around you and to learn more about you. So just do that versus talk about your ex. No, 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 no. No. Talk about problems in your life. No. Talk about politics. Hell no. You don't know where she stands at this point. If you want to banter a little bit, that's okay, but keep it light. Just keep it light.
Totally. And in terms of the analytical thing, like, because guys just are. Mm-hmm. You know you are. Mm-hmm. Don't be rolling your eyes while you're driving, guys. Yeah, we know.
So we can see you.
But
stop
if she's
it.
Like, oh my God, I saw dolphins today. They were so cute in the beach. Don't be like, did you know that dolphins are... We don't care.
We think they're cute. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
And just like Gina said, good God. Number 12, avoid the ex conversation.
Oh, God.
We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't give a shit about what's going on prior as much as you give a shit about what happened with us prior.
Yeah.
Okay? Legit.
Yeah.
If you want to share your ex business with me, Gina, I am going to give it all to you.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me top that little story
for
you.
Yeah, right. You know, this just happened to me recently where a guy was telling me about his ex. And this is a guy I dated before who couldn't get over his ex when I was dating him. And then he's talking about his ex again to me. And I was like, you know what? Now I know why I ran the first time.
Yeah. But now I know why you're an ex now.
Yeah. Because it's like, I don't need to hear about her. I don't really care. I don't know her. She could be the best woman ever. Who knows? I don't know her. I don't know anything about her. I have no context to know if she is what you're saying she is, because that's your side of it. I get it. You have your opinion. You have your side of it. You had the relationship with her. I get it. But I don't need to hear it.
No.
I don't want to hear it.
And I'm going to throw out a caveat on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you do a little ex talk between the two of you, if it just happens like, Jesus Christ, I don't know how it came up, but then we just started talking about it. Dude, don't diss your ex, please. There is no worse look
than
a guy who bashes a woman. I don't care who that woman was in his life.
I agree.
Because you're talking to a potential future woman.
Right.
What do you think that does for you?
Yeah. It's not a good look.
It's the worst look.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting too. On that dating app, I was chatting with someone. And he seemed kind of nice. And then he talked about his ex calling her the monster.
Oh, bitchin'.
And I said, okay, we are done. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, she's the mother of your two children. And you just called her a monster.
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing men can do. And, you know.
Just don't do it, guys.
And one thing that we gals get from our moms in terms of that little nugget of information. Find a guy who loves his mother and talks nicely about his mother. Find a guy who's respectful. That's also about your ex.
Absolutely.
We don't care what happened there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You deal with that.
Yeah.
That's you.
Right.
But we don't want to hear it.
Right. Well, the thing is, too, like once you're in a relationship and you care about that person and I even felt like with the last few guys I've dated, like when they talked about their exes, that I wanted to be sympathetic to them and understand it. But then I sat back going, no, I don't need to know about her unless we're getting really serious and I have to meet her because you have children with her. That's different. But just dating you, I don't need to know anything about her.
Yeah.
I don't really want to know anything about her.
Totally. And by the way, we've all been an ex.
Yes. Everybody.
Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, exactly right. Number 13 is do more than dinner and drinks.
Hi.
Hello. Wow. This is true. So, you know, most women aren't dying to sit down for 2 hours to share a boring meal with a stranger. Just saying, guys. Just saying. And an awkward game of playing 20 questions, which is totally true.
So what'd you do? I don't know. What'd you do? And anyway, oh my God. And let's talk about your ex.
Yeah,
oh, God.
And what do you do for a living? And what do you like to do in your spare time? And, you know, it's like, okay.
Well, Gina, on our last episode, remember I told you, you know, and I said this for the women. Hey, surprise your guy with go-karting.
I love that.
Quite frankly, do it for your chick.
Yeah.
If you got one of those girly girls and she's still not down for doing something like that, that ain't your girl.
No.
That's not your person.
I totally agree. Plan something fun and adventurous. Even bowling.
Yeah.
Why not? Kayaking, hiking.
So fun.
Like we said, batting cages, axe throwing.
Yep. Oh, God. All of that stuff is huge.
Super
and
fun.
So unusual.
Yeah. Different and fun where you got to interact with each other and get to know each other and have a good time together versus being in front of that person across the table going, yeah, so this is what I do.
And another cute thing, like from here in San Diego all the way to New York Rockefeller Center, take her ice skating.
I love that.
Super cute.
Now is a good time, too. And we have Coronado. Coronado.
Yeah,
and
Hotel
then downtown.
Del.
I think they have downtown, too.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of options, boys.
There's a lot of fun stuff. And do a little hot toddy.
Yeah.
And some ice skates. Yeah. And I'll tell you what.
Fire some mittens, maybe.
Little mittens. But if you are looking for, again, these are dating suggestions for you. We're halfway through them, but this is dating. So if you're looking for that gal, I'll tell you what, nothing is more romantical than something like, particularly around this time of year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, take her ice skating.
I love it. I know, me too. And there's also like all these fun little events going on, like, you know, the boat parade with all the lights.
Totally.
You can do that. You can even go to Christmas tree lightings all over the place. They're everywhere.
I love that crap.
These fun little things that you can do together.
Carolers at Hotel Del.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of fun stuff.
I agree. 100%.
Number 14, and I'm going to tell you, this is kind of a no-brainer. This should be number 2. I'm just saying.
So true.
This should
be true.
You're walking up and I've never met you.
Yeah, right. No, but it's
compliment
true.
Compliment her. Crying out loud, like put effort into it. Yeah, we are getting decked again. I don't care if you are, you know, a granola or if you are a bougie in terms of being women.
Mm-hmm.
We're still getting ready, so compliment us and let us know. Like, we put a lot of effort and time, and it just feels delicious.
Yeah, it just felt delicious.
Like, I like your dress, or oh my goodness, I like how your dress brings out the color of your eyes, or whatever it is.
Yeah, women are going to gush over those things.
Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, really.
It just may get you some.
You never know.
Later.
You might have some fun at the end of the first date. You never know. You know, it could happen. It happens.
We never ruled out the whole, you know, putting out on the first date.
Yeah,
because, and I'll tell you why. Because Gina and I are firm believers that, hey, if you have that special spark connection, it ain't up to us that, you know, what takes some people 3 weeks happened in a night.
Yeah. It's true.
But
it's true.
Compliment her, please.
Yes. Number 15 is keep it lighthearted. Again, this kind of falls in line with what we were talking about, your first conversation.
No politics?
Yeah, no politics.
Do you know I'm a politicky chickie?
I know, but no, none on the first date.
Ugh.
You can let them know kind of where your views are, maybe, but not get too deep into it. Because you don't know. And the thing is, too, what I find, it's interesting because it's more polarized than it used to be. Mm. I think there was some point where men and women of different political views could actually date. I don't know if that's happening anymore.
Not in today's age. No.
It doesn't seem like it's working. I'm just saying. But you don't want to get too in-depth about, you know, why you don't enjoy your job or any issues you're running into, why you're seeing a therapist. I don't think it's time to do that on a first date. And don't talk religion or politics. A recent news that's maybe controversial, although that's kind of, sometimes if you are on the same page and you know that, like if you both have the same kind of views.
Agreed. Yeah.
Then you can kind of do that. But if you're like kind of testing the waters and you're not sure, it's better to just kind of just keep it light.
And these are really suggestions on a macro level. So again, if you're there and it just fits the conversation.
Right.
But chicks love a guy who make them laugh.
Exactly. I do.
That's
my number
one thing.
Me too. I love it.
And then conversation.
Yeah.
And then the package.
Yeah. It's true.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, no, wait. No, package kind of. Well, it depends.
So anyway, number 16.
We'll get back to that later.
Number 16, stay in the moment.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I was going to say, oh, girl.
Oh, guy.
And I'll tell you what, it's usually out of lack of confidence, hoping that the girl wants to see you in the future. But stay in the moment. Like, we get the whole neediness thing.
Yeah. And like, it's not really attractive.
It's not very attractive. Just enjoy the date. Go with it. Again, that confidence thing. And make future plans when you talk on the phone next. It's totally easy.
Or even at the end of the first date, if you hit it off with each other.
That's legit.
Just say, you know, I'd love to see you again. Keep it light. Like, maybe we can do something next weekend, or if you're free, just keep it light. And if she says yes right away, then you know she's interested. If she's like, well, let me check my calendar, then you know maybe it wasn't reciprocal on her side. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It
and
just happens.
And don't be like, had a good time, going to call you again.
And then never call her again.
And I'm really sorry. It's just that this isn't going to work out.
Well, this isn't how I was hoping this would end, but I guess I have to appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So?
Well, this is great. I'll give you a call. We should do it again sometime.
Number 17 is Leave a Little Mystery. This is actually pretty sexy, I'm telling you. When you're getting to know someone, you don't want to lay out all your cards on the table so quickly. Don't tell them your entire life story. I remember a story. I have a friend of mine who went on a date with a guy, and he was asking her all these deep-rooted questions, and it made her really emotional. She had to run to the bathroom, and she was crying because it was like he was dredging up all this stuff about her childhood, and she wasn't. And I said, well, why didn't you just change the subject?
But what the heck?
Yeah, it was just kind of weird. So, yeah. So that, you know, so then she felt like she had to, like, divulge her entire life story. And so it's not good. Like, don't try to pull a life story out of someone, and don't tell them your life story. Keep the mystery. Keep the mystery, boys. Because it keeps them coming back for more. And it creates a mystique that you want to learn more about this person.
Absolutely. So, I think those are where the sparks start flying.
Absolutely.
And number 18, again, with the safety thing and everything, this is really big, too. Even if you're not driving her, make sure she gets home safely. If she's driving and you had a lot of alcohol, maybe call her an Uber. If she's not comfortable and she met you there, it's obvious reasons. We talked about this earlier. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not allowed to see where she lives quite yet. Okay. It's a trust factor. But, you know, call her an Uber, get her home, maybe catch her a cab or what have you.
Right.
And pay for it, please, because she's drunk.
Yeah, right.
But even if she's not, you know, make sure she gets in her car. Women's safety is important. So it also shows that you're a gentleman and that you care about her.
Right. And actually, another good point is to say, text me when you get home so I know you got home safe.
Love that one. So nice. Gina even does that for me.
I do.
Now, Maggie.
I do. I make sure. Text me.
Now, depending on how long the drive is,
yeah.
If I'm coming in like if from the city and to home, I'll be like, oh, I don't want to bother her. I won't text. And in the morning, I'll get this text like, did you get home?
You didn't text. Yes. I didn't sleep all night. I was tossing and turning all night.
Oh, goodness. So, just let her know that you care and it's all good.
I know. It's so funny. So, number 19, this is a big one. This is a really big one, I think. Let her take the first step towards intimacy. Now, I have some things to say about this, though. Sometimes when you're, like, dating a guy and you want him to kind of take the lead and you're kind of passionate with each other or whatever, and he does, it's kind of hot. It is kind of hot.
Oh, it's very hot.
But, you know, if she's not comfortable and you know she's not comfortable, then stop. Take a step back, boys. Don't force it just because you think, hey, we're having fun. And she may not be ready for it. So just make sure you're feeling it out and that she's interested and she's ready to go.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, if you've had a few drinks and things get carried away, maybe she's not quite ready, but, you know, it just kind of led to that. So, and if she's feeling a little apprehensive after, just go with that. Don't worry so much. Maybe she's just making sure that you're both on the same page.
So I'm going to throw something in here that I've actually done in the past where I was dating someone and I was at a point in my life where I felt like I had an ex-boyfriend on every corner. And I was just like, I'm being facetious, but it felt like that.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know what? I'm not going to date this guy. I don't want to sleep with him right away and so forth. And I made my intentions clear. Like, this is who I am. I'm a freaking blast. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun, but this isn't going to happen for a while. And he said to me, and this was awesome. He goes, the time that we go out and you're wearing a little ribbon on your wrist. He said this to me.
Okay.
I'm going to know that you're ready to take the next step and that we can start, you know, moving towards that.
Right.
And I thought that was pretty freaking awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Okay.
Cool. Because he was filling you out and making sure you were comfortable.
And and we flirted. No, now don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a freaking flirt. Like, I'm crazy.
You and Margie are great at it. I'm not so good at it.
But yeah. I can flirt.
Yeah.
And I, you know, we'd have fun in that aspect. And it's not like, oh, you know, we weren't making out and stuff. But, you know, I would kiss and all that. But I just didn't want to go there. I felt like I needed a cleansing period in my life. And for him to say that, he was like, this is the little thing you do that's going to tell me that, you know, I can be, you know, a little bit more forward. I thought that was pretty bitchin'.
I love that.
I loved it.
Yeah. There was a time where I was dating someone and I thought things were moving a little fast. So I mentioned it. And instead of him kind of appreciating that, it was turned around that I was very shy. And it
Oh, Gina. Yeah. You're so shy, honey.
I am shy. Aren't I shy?
Particularly when you say words like, fuck you! Like our last episode.
I know, you know, or when we...
Or we talk about sex.
Yeah, sex. Yeah. Yeah, it just, you know, and the thing is, too, what I think people misconstrue shy as being not fully comfortable yet in the relationship. Because I think when you first start dating someone, and I've been hurt many times, and maybe that's why I kind of put these walls up, and I've fessed that up. I mean, I'm aware of this completely. It's not that I'm shy, it's that I'm testing the waters to make sure that you're not going to, like, run out the door after it happens.
That's the, I mean, shy is when they say something and you turn bright red and you start looking around for the first door to exit.
Yeah.
That's shy.
Yeah, I agree.
And self-protective is
self-protective. Right.
No, I think that's the stupidest thing that I've ever heard.
And I think, like, I've dated a lot of guys who had literally had their foot, like, right outside the door. So I knew they weren't really in it. They seemed like they were in it at first, and then it just kind of, something shifted, and then they expect me to be like a porn star for them, and it's like, yeah, no.
Oh, you got to earn that, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be number 22.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. Slut hoes are a dime a dozen, and you can pay dime for a dozen.
Yeah.
Go do it. Yeah. This is dating advice.
Yeah, right.
You want a slut hoe who's a lady by day? You got to earn it.
Yeah.
And here's the last two, and I'm going to tell you, these are top.
Oh,
these should be the first two, but these are big.
Yes.
Number 20, be honest. So at the end of the day, you know what? We're grown women.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We can handle rejection. You know why? Because we've actually rejected guys.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We've all been on that end.
Right.
We've done it. We can take it. Women can handle rejection.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're like the, I don't know what to do, and I got, and I'm going to flake on her, or I'm going to ghost. That's the worst look of
all.
It's
the worst. And it's actually even, it feels worse when you're ghosted than when you just say, hey, you know what? I didn't have a connection. And it may hurt, like it sting maybe a little bit at the first, you know, when you first hear that, you're like, oh, damn, I really like that person. He has no interest in me. But then you're like, all right, moving on.
Yeah.
But when they ghost you and you still feel like there's that kind of connection there and they just kind of ghost, it's more painful, I think, than it would be if you just, you know, cut the cord.
Be a grown-up boy.
Right, right. I just did this recently to a guy I dated too, and I said, you know, I just didn't feel a connection. I think you're a great guy, but I'm just not feeling it.
That's it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he didn't respond, so I knew it probably hurt him a little bit, but I realized, you know, he probably doesn't care.
I'll tell you what, Gina. You know, I don't care how hot a guy is. That's probably fourth or fifth on the list for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hot ain't gonna keep me personally.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm married, so I'm not out there looking.
Of course.
I love my husband.
Right.
But when I was dating, it wasn't like, oh, he's a hot guy. A lot of guys out there think that's enough.
Yeah.
And if I break her heart,
who cares?
You might just not be breaking our heart.
Yeah.
You might be doing us a favor.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? I hear you on that.
So, you know, just let us know. Don't lead her on.
Right.
And certainly the next chick you're dating, small town, wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
might know that one chick.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it out there.
This is true. That's very, very true.
That's huge.
Very, very true.
And we talk.
We have coffee talk. And you guys are lucky I don't call out names on this podcast.
Oh, oh my God. With every, oh my God.
Can you imagine? Like, I dated him. I know you did.
Yeah.
Whoopsie.
That's amazing. Oh,
sorry. I would never do that. But you know, but yeah. I just think being honest is so key in everything. And if you don't feel a connection, it's okay. And you know what? I think one of the worst things that I think I've heard, I really care about you, but they show nothing that shows they care about you.
Yeah.
They may say it, but there's no action or anything. And if you really care about someone, you're not going to just screw them over like that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I don't care how hot you are, that you're never hot enough to pull that stupid line off.
And it makes
just
them,
FYI.
You know, and even if you were really attracted to that person, it makes them kind of ugly.
Totally.
It's funny because I've dated some guys that, you know, but as you got to know them, they were so attractive to me. And then I've dated guys who were kind of hot, and then you get to know them, and the less attractive they became.
Yeah. Shit like that just makes them stupid in my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, we're trying to help you guys, so just be honest.
Totally. We're giving you the lowdown from chicks. A lot of these relationship experts were clinical
women.
Chicks, like women that are relationship experts. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're like, whatever, yeah, yeah, you're an idiot.
Exactly.
And we love you long time, yes, but
you're an idiot.
Do it real. So,
okay.
Gina, give us the blackjack.
Last but not least, drum roll again. Don't play games.
Hi.
My goodness. My goodness.
Do you love her as much as I do? I do. I love her a long time.
So, we get that you don't want to seem needy, clingy, desperate, or overzealous, but don't play games. My goodness. It is the worst, worst, worst. Just be open, honest, be yourself. I think that's key. I think when you play games with people, it's not real. How can you keep that going? That's what I always want to know. If you're constantly playing games and you're stringing like maybe four or five women together, how do you keep them straight? And yes, I do not have a cat. Just had to say that. Inside story right there. But anyway. And if you'd like to see her again, just let her know. You know, you can weave it into the conversation at the end of the first date. Like, hey, this was so great. I'd love to see you again. But don't do that. Like, really mean it. If you say that and never call her again, that's playing games right there. It's playing games. If you say, I really like you, I want to see you again, and then you don't call, it's just not cool. It's not fair. Just be open and honest. If you feel something for her and you want to see her again, let her know. If you don't, let her know that as well. Just say, hey, I didn't feel a connection, but I think you're great. I'm just not feeling it. Again, like you were saying, we are big girls. We will handle it. But you have to be open and honest about it and not string us along. Don't string us along.
I would say we wear our big girl panties, but that's not hot. We're big girls with really tiny underwear. But let me just say this. But at the end of the day, it's true. Now, again, you've got your chicks out there. If that's the dating game that you're in, that even the chicks are in it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Do your little game.
Yeah,
whatever.
Really, whatever.
We're talking again, and I'm going to keep throwing this out, men. This is dating advice. For real people. For
right.
Grown-ups.
Grown-ups.
Dating advice for grown-ups.
Grown-ups.
But yeah, you know, don't do that whole, I'm going to wait 3 nights and then I'm going to call her because Paul said I need to do that.
Exactly right.
Paul doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
No.
Paul's single.
Yeah, exactly right. That's true.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and just keep it real.
Yeah, because you will catch a lot more bees with honey boys.
And when we mean honey, we mean sugar, sugar.
So, fellas, now that we taught you the rules of dating, the 21 top tips, we're going to tell you now the best date night cocktails.
And may I just say she said top tips, not 21 tips. It sounded like it to me, too, you guys. I know what you're thinking.
21 tits for all our fellas. I like it.
Because 22 would be weird.
Weird.
Weird is 21, I think.
Odd number. Very strange. Someone had a third nipple somewhere. We don't know where. Not sure where.
A nubbin.
So number one is a martini.
Oh, you can never go wrong.
No. And they can either be dirty or really, really filthy.
Yeah, depending on what date number.
It's true. I like
Just
it.
Just saying.
But that is a good one.
Oh, you're going to love this one, G. The red wine spiked red velvet hot chocolate. Talk about delicious for the holidays.
Goodness. And it is beautiful. I'm looking at a
photograph. Even Barb next door is going, can you just move the screen this way? I'm dying to see it. Barb is back. Hashtag Barb is back.
Mind your business, Barb. That's how I feel about Barb.
Oh, my God. Okay, but that looks delicious.
It looks really, really good.
Nom, nom, nom.
It looks really good. And the next one is the old-fashioned. You can't go wrong with a classic like the old-fashioned.
Even if it's a new date.
Exactly right. Hopefully he's not an old-fashioned date, but you know. Well, we want him to be, you know, we want him to have a little, you know, like, what is the word I'm looking for? We want him to be a gentleman.
Yes.
We do. We want him to be a gentleman.
A gentleman, yes.
A gentleman.
Who doesn't love a girl who can't throw back whiskey?
I hear you.
I am just asking.
You're 100% right there.
And, I like this one. I don't know how to say it. Oak bronze chlamydia. Wait. Oak bronze carprinia.
Carprinia? Carprinia.
Well, anyway, it's banana liqueur.
Mm.
Banana being the obvious.
But I'm punch.
And a banana lime puree.
Ooh.
It actually looks delicious. So, oak bronze carminer. All right. Moving on.
that. Next one is a chocolate martini. I'm going for the chocolate. Now the sweet martini. We went for the dirty. Now I'm going for sweet. I love the cacao nibs. Is that worse?
Cacao nips?
Cacao nibs.
Oh, nibs.
Not nips.
What are you going to do?
I know. But you know that chocolate is an aphrodisiac.
Did you say chocolate?
So, you know, hey.
Well, that's addicting.
This is why I like a lot of chocolate.
You do the math. I'm not sure about this one, G. It's called Row Your Boat. But we'll play on words here.
I think so.
Row, R-O-E, as in fish eggs.
Ew.
I don't know. But
what is
let's,
the drink?
Let's talk about what roe is. Caviar. Okay, so it's a spoon of expensive caviar, which is fabulous. And apparently it's made with a sweet chocolate liqueur. I find that whole combination a little weird.
So this one is interesting. It's called a French 75. So it's a champagne cocktail, I guess we'd say.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. So you add a little lemon juice and gin to your champagne and simple syrup. It offers a touch of sweetness. So it's a sweet champagne cocktail.
I'll tell you what. Ooh, cocktail. I mean, ooh. I'll tell you, it's actually a lovely drink.
It's really beautiful.
It's really, really good. It's really good.
With a slice of lemon in it. I'm liking it.
Yeah, you tangy little thing, you.
And last but not least is the...
Hanky Panky. Because that usually is last.
It is last,
we
usually.
We eat dinner first.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. But that's, you know, that's a good stuff. That's a little gin, a little vermouth, a little martini. It's actually a beautiful cocktail as well. So, you know, we want to impress our girl, don't we? Yes, we do. This is what this show is about.
Yes.
All right, guys. Listen up. I don't care if you've got full fur or a little bit of peach fuzz. We are moving into our ultimate guide to manscaping every body part.
Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Christmas.
Now, we know, you guys should know because y'all are in the locker rooms, that there are six types of men's physiques, okay, when it comes to manscaping. The first one is pretty easy. It's the worst one, but we're here to help you. It's called the owl.
I love this.
Now, we called it the owl because it's one L off of all. That means you are furry in the front, furry in the back, furry on the arms. You're bringing it in as a fur ball. You are like...
Sasquatch.
You know, I mean, honestly. And, you know, we're not dissing. It's a reality. So we do have some things that you can be doing.
Exactly right.
So the first thing to do on that, and probably I'm going to say it, Gina, the only thing, please don't shave, first of all, because that shit hurts when it comes back. You're going to have to hit a waxing salon.
Yes.
You're going to have to do it.
Or laser, which is painful, but it will stay off your body for a long time.
For a long time. And isn't that what a shot of booze is ahead of time for?
Right.
Sorry, not sorry.
And if you want to keep a little bit of hair on the chest, that's fine. But please get rid of the hair on the back.
Absolutely. And leave it up to your waxer or laser artist. Because at the end of the day, that's, you know.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Number two is what we're calling the down the fairway.
Four?
So this is where you have like that hairy chest and then it kind of goes down your stomach, but just on the in the center part of the stomach area.
I mean, you are hairy as fuck, but you are, it didn't reach your collarbone.
Thank God it's not on the back.
Or anything. It's a bizarre phenomena, but there you are.
There you are. So we will give you some tips on how to trim that down just a little bit. Again, waxing, not a bad idea. Laser too, or just maybe, you know, just trim it.
Yeah.
Close cut. Just trim it a little bit. But again, don't shave it because women too don't want that like scrub on their face when they're trying to like snuggle against your chest.
So I told you years ago, Gina, that I dated a male stripper. It was a very short time.
Oh, yes. I remember
that we dated.
Right.
Very
right,
short time.
Right.
And I'll tell you why it was a short time. He literally shaved head to toe. It was probably the most painful thing
oh.
I had ever encountered in my life. The stubble,
oh.
head to toe, is horrible. It's horrible.
You always had
it's
a rash horrible, on your face.
I say. Horrible! It's terrible.
Don't do it, boys. Don't do it.
And not just like, you know, kissing someone with 10 o'clock shadow. No, no. You are rubbing skin. It was the most horrible experience ever. Please don't shave.
Yep.
Sorry. Please don't shave.
You have like a rash all over your body.
Oh, that. My God. I'm not
boys,
even exaggerating.
No, don't
yeah.
do it.
So don't do it. Do the close shave. Some women love that hairy
yeah.
chest. Do, you know, yeah. keep it there. Just don't have it like it's pouring out of your
and you don't want to like be able to French
like
braid it.
70s porn star.
Gold
Please.
Chain hanging there. Open shirt. Hey,
oh,
baby.
So gross. So Ron Jeremy gross.
Oh, ew, ew.
Dying.
Sorry.
Yeah. And number three, we're calling a bushel and a peck.
Aw.
Bushel and a peck and to love some hair around your neck. A bushel and a peck
that
is
perfect.
This.
I
know.
That was perfect.
It's literally titties on up.
Maggie's had some wine too. I just want to say.
Am. Your man nips on up and that's all fur.
That's all fur.
I don't care.
And
we want
it.
We
I
want
love it. The stomach is completely bare.
Completely bare, which is great because I love no grass on my playground
yes.
or very, very little.
Yes.
But it's like, yeah, you're yeah. wearing your shirt and it's pouring out of your
oh,
shirt.
God.
It's a problem.
Your chain gets stuck in it.
That's oh, my God. If you're losing hairs in your jewelry, it's a problem. A bushel and a peck.
A bushel
yeah.
and a peck. I like it.
Please trim it.
And number four is the tees. So it's literally like a tee. So
it's
you have
like
a little
tea.
Bit of hair on the chest area or the nips up.
Yeah.
And then it's just a little line that goes down to your little fun place.
It's so weird though, Gina, because it's literally a line.
Just a line down.
It's like you're driving on the road.
You're like in the hills and then you go down a straight road.
You go from the forest. We've reached the concrete. We
true.
Got the painted line.
We finally
line.
Got out of the forest, Daddy. Now we're going down the straight road.
I'm dying.
Oh,
and she just
hilarious.
Called you Daddy. You're welcome. Oh, she's so shy.
I'm so shy. I love that.
And number five, of course, without the big T, we go straight to the happy trail. I'm going to tell you, there's not much
happy
to do there.
Trails.
We kind of love the happy trail.
We do.
We do kind of love it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a super furry happy trail, it's not good.
No.
But
furry.
Keep it, you know, like fur it back just a little.
Exactly right.
Because, you know, once you head where the trail leads, well, that shit's got to be done
yeah.
too. So don't
yeah.
leave a really furry trail and then there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, right. It's true.
So the happy trail.
Happy
yeah.
trail.
Yeah. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again.
A jingle jingle. And number six is the no grass on this playground.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, but that can be one of two things. Either they're very metrosexual, where they just like to shave everything,
yeah.
or they're just gay. But that's okay.
Queen for a day gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could
maybe,
be.
Well,
you know,
because
they like to be all, you know,
that's
those guys.
True.
And, you know, it's so, it makes me so jealous when I see all these beautiful gay men who have these beautiful bodies and they're gay. I'm like, it's not fair.
I know.
It's
Here's
not fair.
What's not fair. You know that show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Mm-hmm.
It exists for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly.
Yes.
These queer guys are getting it in the gym all the time. If you want to keep getting it, like, from your girl that we're trying to impress.
Yes.
Can you please just manscape?
Manscape.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And
I
quite
agree.
Frankly, you should expect that from her, too. I had to put that out there, Gina.
It's true. But some guys, yeah, it just depends on what the guy likes. But yeah, some guys like the all bare. Some guys like the big, you know, barb bush. So it just depends. It just depends.
The ginger man. I can't. I know.
Barb hates us. I'm telling you, she hates us. She's going to come
us.
And get us.
No, a landing strip is very cute and all
it's
that stuff.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, women, because we know you're listening, you need to girlscape too.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. So now we're moving on to the face.
Oh my God. Can you please? Now, we know that beards are huge right now.
Yes.
We know it. We actually love it. Mm-hmm. It's totally awesome. But if you're that guy with that really long eyebrow that just won't go away.
The unibrow?
It's called tweezers.
Yes.
Use them.
Use them, please.
Or go find somebody, like go pay someone to do it.
Yeah, because it just, that whole unibrow thing is just not attractive.
No.
You wouldn't date a woman who has a unibrow.
What makes you think we want to date a unibrow? Usually it's those furry things, big furry eyebrows, and you have that one that sticks straight out. It's like, oh my God,
where'd that come from? And it's gray.
Oh, well, that's the worst. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
No good.
No good.
No. Man down.
No. Ears, too. Make sure you don't have hair growing out of your ears. That's really unattractive.
That's the worst.
And there's so many tools you can buy now, or even your shaver may have little attachments that you can put on.
100%.
Yes.
And I think it's the same for the nose. Yes. So you have like the nose and ear trimmer. Or if you go to a waxer, like we're suggesting, Al. they can literally do like this wax ball that goes in, it dries, it's gone. Right. And you won't have to worry about it for a month.
It's true.
Do it.
It's very, best. Very true.
The best.
And then also, we already kind of talked about this, the chest and the back. Just make sure you're manscaping so it's not like where a woman buries her face in your chest and can't pull her face out of your chest because she's stuck in your hair.
And if she's an adult woman with braces, that's never a good thing.
Yeah, and it gets stuck in her braces. Oh my God. That would hurt him too, don't you think?
So, totally. So, you know, things like, but if you choose not to go to a waxer and you want to do like your own chest or something, get a quality electric trimmer.
Yeah.
Don't do the old school shaving. That's stupid.
Yes.
Because the electric trimmer is going to keep it a little neater. And again, you're not going to come back with that really gnarly razor stubble that hurts us gals.
Yes, true.
In intimate situations. Yes.
Also, you know, this is an issue. Groom your armpits, boys. Just trim it maybe a little bit. You don't need to go hairless.
Totally.
Just trim the hair. If you have hair that you can French braid, you need to cut that. You need to cut that.
And if it's got like the white from the deodorant, I just can't. Ugh. I can't.
No.
I can't, I tell you.
I can't.
I just can't.
I can't do it.
And, you know, a good way to groom your armpits is, again, using that electric body groomer with at least a number two guard.
Mm-hmm.
And trim all the hair, armpit hair, okay? Not just like, no. Do it thoughtfully.
If you guys should have seen Maggie the way she just.
Thoughtfully, please.
Please.
And arms and legs. Now, we know, like, road cyclists, okay? Like, Tour de France. Mm-hmm. Y'all are shaving or waxing it all off. Of course, we're not telling men in general to do that. But there are options, you know, like you can wax certain areas on your arms and legs. And then
I don't mind a man who has hair on his arms and legs, though, as long as it's not like crazy hair.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
Right?
But a little bit of hair, you know, it's like manly. It's kind of
like,
what
about the guy that's got a ton of leg hair, but that one little piece is missing because the pants rub it off? I'm like, what happened there?
What happened?
Oh, my pants.
Really?
Oh.
It's kind of weird, though.
Oh.
How tight are your pants?
Yeah, right. Hey. Anyway, that's so true.
And what's inside of them that makes your hair come off?
Of them?
Razor blades?
How much
or
denim are you wearing?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind? Lee?
Yeah, really. Is it sandpaper? What the heck's in there?
It's true. Have you seen that, though? Like that one little
patch? Yeah, the one little patch. Or like the calf, the back of the calf is gone. It's like, really?
It is so funny. Yeah.
Okay, and this is a big one. Below the belt.
Let me tell you something again.
Yes.
Of all of it.
Mm-hmm. This is the most important.
God. So big time.
Please manscape this. Please.
So big time.
Please.
You think we have a bush? Y'all have a bush. Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep it neat down there.
Yeah. Please. And on the backside too, please.
Ew.
And in between. Just
ew! How do you suggest they do that?
Well,
I can't.
You know, they have to groom that too. And if they need to go to professional, which they might have to for this, they should. Because nothing's worse than a hairy backside.
No, that's true that. Ooh. But if you don't, if you do just want to use your little electric trimmer, A, good luck. B, Pull the skin taut when using a body groomer. Don't just be like,
ouch.
What are all those? Exactly. It's like, what are those little cuts down there? Nothing. Nothing at all. Why are you bleeding? No reason. Okay.
So are you talking about the perineum?
Yes, I was. Yes, that's what I meant by the in-between.
It's because I just read it. What the hell's a perineum?
It is the area between the penis and the asshole.
Isn't that the scrotum? And the asshole. Is that the scrotum?
No, the scrotum is the ball sack, pretty
Holy
much.
Shit, the perineum Gina, is the, stop that being piece so shy.
I know, I am being so shy. I don't know.
And use your body groomer with a guard on the low setting.
Good idea. We don't want you cutting off your penis by accident.
It's not a good idea. Because that date won't go well. Just FYI.
Just FYI.
So just really quickly, just on an overview, to groom facial hair, tidy eyebrows and ears with tweezers or use a trimmer for your nose and ears. Mm-hmm. When manscaping large areas such as your chest, back, legs, arms, use a body groomer for a simple tidy or a razor for smooth and clean results. Now, don't do the razor all over.
Mm-hmm. And then when manscaping below the belt, tackle each area individually. Yes, that's a good idea.
Please.
Yeah, really. Could you imagine?
Pull taut.
Yeah. They're like, I shaved it all and I shaved it off by accident. And invest in quality tools, guys, including a body groomer, disposable razors, comb, tweezer, and scissors.
A comb?
It's important.
Oh, my God.
So they have to comb it, apparently. Yeah, maybe get a separate comb for that area versus your head. Just saying.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, God. Yeah. But that's the tips for you boys on manscaping.
You're welcome.
I'm the king of jingling. Oh, oh.
So now that we taught you boys how to manscape, now we're going to show you how to put it to use. These are 25 sex tips for men to be great in bed. And we know some of you are great in bed, but this is for everyone.
Or so you think.
We'll be the judge of that.
Right. Exactly. Now you're going to have no question about it.
So number one is use your mouth. No, not like that. We're talking about using your words.
Pillow talk?
Mm-hmm. It's like communication is key to any satisfying sexual encounter. Talk to your partner about your desires and expectations for sex.
And ask her about hers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, legit.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, but really, use your mouth. I'll just say, look, or your hands, maybe your torso, not your shaved torso, because that hurts.
Yes, right. Manscape that torso, boys. Manscape.
Seriously. But hell, you can even put your feet to work if that works. Listen, we're talking about the standard penetrative sex isn't just known for delivering sexual satisfaction. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
So oral sex, always delicious.
This is true. And number three, don't fall into a routine.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. So you may have a position you really, really like and you think she really likes it too, but it's good to celebrate the stuff you like, but try not to make that the only thing you do during sex. People crave novelty, especially in context of a long-term relationship. Don't become monotonous. Find something unique and exciting that you both like.
I'm going to say this. If there is that position that you love and you guys are just comfortable with it, stop doing it on the bed.
Oh, there you go.
Move it over to the kitchen counter.
Or on the floor
camping.
In the living room.
Like, go somewhere. Yeah. Like, just change it up.
Go in the car.
Legit. Oh my
in
God,
the garage, even. Why not?
Oh, here we go. Take sex out of the bedroom.
There you go.
That's big. Like, when you travel, that should be your biggest sex life ever. It's so much fun.
Okay.
I mean, sorry.
So travel, everyone.
But isn't
travel.
It? It's like it's new. It's a new place that you're in, like a new resort with a, oh, yeah, it's good.
I like it.
And do it often, you know? Little showers and so forth.
Oh, there you go. Number five is do some sexy research together. And that can be fun. That can be a lot of fun. So, you know. So, do yourself a favor. Invite your partner to join you on that quest. So you can watch some porn together, read some erotica together. You know, talk about what's out there. Discuss your fantasies. You know, play on that. Maybe even dress up. have a little fun.
I got a little role play.
A little role play. The role play's
and
good.
It doesn't have to be like the hardcore porn. No. Like if you're more a soft porn couple, yeah, that's totally right. Fine. You know.
It's like whatever floats your boat.
Legit. And number six, the best foreplay begins outside of the bedroom.
Heck yeah.
And we've talked about this before.
That's true.
You know, like, hey, so this is my fantasy. As she's leaving the out to go to work, she's going to be all day going, is it 5 o'clock yet? Yeah. Like, let's have some fun. Put something out there. Forward a suggestive meme to her. A little sexy text around lunch.
Oh, my God. That does wonders.
Flirtation will keep even the 10-year marriage fresh and new.
Yep. And put. This is an interesting one. Number seven is put sex on the schedule. A lot of people think that's kind of like, well, isn't that kind of planned too much? Well,
it doesn't sound super hot.
Oh, I know. But it kind of helps you keep things on track and it makes life a little less stressful because life can be stressful and you get busy and then you kind of put off things that are important to you, including sex with your partner. So,
or if the kiddos come along.
Yeah, right.
That's fig.
So just put it on your calendar and make sure you don't flake on it. That's the big thing right there.
Yeah.
Because then you look forward to it, too. If you know, hey, this is our night, you look forward to it.
Sexy Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
20 Tuesday.
20 Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to use Friday, but hey, we all know what Friday means.
Friday fling. Yeah. That's cute.
I was thinking something else, though, but yeah.
Oh, rut-row.
Again, I'm shy. Remember, so I'm really shy. I'm so shy.
And number eight, and this gets around, if you're putting stuff on a schedule, that's great.
Yep.
But if you've got that extra 3 to 5 minutes, don't judge. Number eight, embrace the quickie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes that's, if that's all you got, honey, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Like legit.
Yeah.
So, and it's the convenient positions, obviously. It's not like this is not a time to experiment. Okay.
We got 3 minutes. Let's try this.
FYI, you know, it's throw like, her over the washer as long as the washer's going and you are good to go.
It's like, honey, do this like handstand right here. I'm going to try this. Yeah, no. not at this time. It's okay. And number nine, occasionally try getting off before sex. A lot of people think this is not a good idea, but if you're worried about orgasming too soon during sex, try getting off beforehand. After ejaculation, men experience a refractory period, a span of time whereby the body can recover and replenish after an orgasm. So chances are having a go at it alone will help you last a bit longer with your partner. Who knew?
Kind of like Something Without Mary. That one
scene. Oh, you're right.
But
you're
he
right.
gets his penis caught in a zipper. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was just painful.
Or when he gets his stuff in her hair before the
first
day. Well,
that's just good jealous. I heard you.
Oh, my God. It's so great. Thanks.
Number 10, try out some toys for her.
Ooh.
Don't feel intimidated, guys, okay? Your penis isn't the only thing that's like, dun, dun, dun. This is not going to demasculate you.
No.
This is actually going to help your cause.
Right.
So have some fun with a little clitoral stimulation. Ooh, I said it.
Oh, I know.
Wow, she's naughty. In order to help her reach orgasm. Totally fine. Think about picking up a small vibrator. And Gina and I will say this. Season one, we have a great episode. It's called, quite easily, Sex. It's
Triple X.
Three X's in Sex. Mm-hmm. Part two tells you all about the good toys and the good times.
Loads of them in there.
Loads
of them in there.
So that's always fun. And you can surprise her. Mm-hmm. Why not?
And number 11 is actually try some toys for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, contrary to popular belief, it's not all for women, boys. There's things you can do, strokers, massagers, rings, and other accessories designed specifically for men.
For your perineum.
Exactly right. Perineum.
Is that what
the
it's
area, but yes, that's it, exactly. So the market has also expanded to. She's laughing. And you say, I'm the one who laughs.
That's so amazing.
I love that. So the market has expanded. So now there's even toys for couples you can use together during sex. So shop around and see what you like and see what turns you both on. How about that?
So super hot.
Oh my God.
Number 12, do us all a favor. Don't forget about the lube. Honestly.
This is true.
You know, sexual accessories are great, but they are rubber and they can be very, a little lube, please.
Yes, please.
Now, women can vaginally self-lubricate, but sometimes, you know, if you're having a really fun time and we've both orgasmed and we want to go to the next round, a little lube will help here. So yep. Do yourself and her a very valuable favor.
Please. Legit. Please. And number 13 is talk dirty. Yeah, this can elevate the sexual experience. It may feel a little awkward and daunting at first, but once you get in the hang of it, it becomes a little easier. And make sure you're comfortable in doing it, though. If you're not comfortable in doing it, maybe don't. But if you're comfortable in doing it, and you both are, and you're both in the same place, then go for it. Why not?
So honestly, there's a couple phrases you can use that are simple. You don't even have to say anything dirty. Just describe what you're going to do. Let her talk. Let her do it.
Talk dirty to me? How are you going to talk dirty to her? Now tell me you want to caress my butt.
Okay, turn around. I just don't want you staring at me when I'm doing this.
All right. I'm not looking. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. I want to feel your hot, soft skin with my lips.
There you go. Keep going.
I want to take my tongue and
Say it.
Run it all over your body until you're trembling with. Funny story.
You're not gonna believe it.
It's okay. I was always rooting for you two kids to get together.
And number 14, explore other erogenous zones. Guess what? Mm-hmm. It's not all about the naughty bits in the center.
This is true.
Some girls love the toes. Ooh. Some girls love their ears.
Neck. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, but believe it or not, some like having their armpits touched. That would not be me.
No, that's not me either.
Just FYI, but some people, of course, nipple stimulation.
Right.
Alone can drive them, you know, straight to
and
the
big
And sometimes
kissing is all you need for some women,
It's my favorite thing to do, Gina.
Me too.
My favorite thing to do.
Me too.
So it's not all about just below the belt.
No, this is true.
Now, most guys will hit 1, 2, 3 and then go to 7 and set up camp.
That's bad.
Well, if you go to Disneyland, you don't spend the whole day on the Matterhorn.
Well, you might if we're anything like 7.
All right. The important thing is to take your time. You want to hit them all, and you want to mix them up. You got to keep them on their toes. Go, toes! Yeah, for some people. All right. You could start out with a little 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3, a 3, a 5, a 4, a 3, 2, 2, a 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 4, 2, 2, 4, 7, 5, 7, 6, 7, 7. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7.
And number 15, entertain different kinds of orgasms. Really? There's different kinds? Who knew? Guys tend to gravitate towards penile orgasms, though it's important to point out that there are other pleasure centers that do exist and are located inside their bodies. Men, did you know this? The prostate is known to produce such intense orgasms, it's been dubbed the male G-spot.
Prostate.
Mm-hmm. Taking it from behind. Boys, taking it from behind.
Oh, what?
No, I'm just kidding. Well, it can be. Oh, wait, no. It can be assessed internally through the anus, boys.
A little pinky action.
A little pinky action. Or externally via the perineum. Maggie's new favorite word. The more open-minded you are, the more pleasure you might enjoy.
Open-minded being the operative word here.
Yes, it's true.
Like,
it's very true.
Just chill. You're not going to do this on your first night of being intimate, of course. And number 16, embrace your adventurous side, even if that's your backside. No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing wrong with good sex, no matter the variety. So for some vanilla play, that's totally fine. Listen, we all do it because it's like, you know, it's just what you do that
right.
night, whatever. But then there's those naughty nights. You want to role play. Totally fine. Live out sexual fantasies. Explore a little kink in with each other.
Nothing wrong with that.
Like, at all. You know, some light bondage. All right, okay, a little touch of gray.
Whatever floats your boat again.
What are you going to do? Yeah. Point is, there's countless forms of sexual expression, so just be totally open to going for it, man.
Hey, why not?
Love it.
Yep. Number 17, don't forget about sexual hygiene, boys. This is a key.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, when you're with a partner, too, where you're, like, monogamous, like, you know, sometimes you guys get a little carried away. You don't need to use condoms, you know, don't worry about STDs and all that. But if you're, you know, with a new partner, yeah, condom's a good idea for one. But make sure you're clean down there. Make sure to wash your hands, too, before and after getting busy. That sounds like just common knowledge, but it's not really.
You'd be surprised, particularly when you're drunk.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to throw in a little extra here. If you are exploring the naughty box. Some girls like
it's
totally fine.
Yeah.
Do not go. You can go from front to naughty box. Do not go from naughty box back to front.
Oh, goodness.
You must clean, clean, clean.
Yes.
And it's, you know, and again, you would think that's common sense, but when you are in it and playing and all that stuff, so I suggest, and it takes a little bit of prep, is get that bowl with that little bit of warm water and a washcloth in it. And if that's how you want to play and, you know, get a little sexy, raunchy fun.
Yeah, whatever.
Just be ready to, you know, clean and keep her safe because that could be really horrible.
Yes. And a lot of people don't think about that, by the way.
No.
They don't.
Very, very necessary. That's in my book. It was a big one.
Legit.
And number 18, keep up healthy masturbation routine.
You know.
I mean, sometimes a girl's got to polish herself up.
Exactly right. Well, we were talking about this in our last episode. You know, jingle, jingle. Like, don't bother me when the
jingle,
door's...
Jingle, jingle.
Like, I'm, you know, just taking some alone time for myself. Yeah.
Go away!
Yeah, go away. I'm thinking about Ryan and, you know, Ryan and Ryan, actually. They're two Ryans now that I think about it.
That's so funny.
That's so
good.
Well,
you know, if sex is an incredibly important aspect of any relationship, as it is, and for you, when you're not with that person for a while, you could do yourself a favor and carve out a little time of solo day sex, as they call it.
Solo.
Guys are probably, you know, doing that anyway.
It's
but
so true.
Whatever. Guess what, guys? Gals do too.
Exactly right. And the next one is try solo play together.
Mmm.
And we know it's hard to keep your hands to yourself when naked in bed with someone else, but masturbating side by side with a partner can be a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Jeez. Mutual masturbation, as they call it. Hey, you know, it can help you kind of figure out your partner a little bit and relate to them sexually and vice versa.
Well, definitely you can keep an eye on them and see what gets them going. And keep it in mind for next time the two of yous.
You two
are
going
at each other. Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, no, that's hottie hot.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
For sure. Number 20, consider quote unquote edging.
Edging.
Okay, this is not the David Carradine thing. Please.
Please don't do that.
No. Orgasm's the big O. We love
it.
Like, they're good. They're like really,
really,
really good.
Really good.
But, well, it's. That's what explains why we chase them.
I know.
But delaying that gratification can really pay off in the end. So edging refers to a form of orgasm control where, you know, the individual decreases stimulation as they begin to approach orgasm. So it's kind of like,
hurry up and wait.
Ah, that's good. Speed up for a red light. Totally.
I like that.
That's what it is.
Okay.
This allows you to enjoy longer sex. And it certainly allows your partner to catch up with you. But just think Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff. And the orgasm is far stronger once you finally allow the big release.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's the premier red carpet. That's funny.
It's the Academy Awards.
No, 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 no.
graduation. Yeah. That's so funny. It's the first. That kind of works, though. Or it's the 4th of July. Whatever. whatever you feel it is. It's good. It's good. And then sometimes forget what? This one I don't understand, but I will say it anyway. Sometimes forget about orgasms altogether.
Well, we are talking to the guys, so this is okay.
Oh, that's kidding.
We're just kidding, guys.
I'm like, what? This is not okay.
She's like, oh my God.
This is not okay. It's important to remember that sex is not a race towards orgasm. I have been living my life all wrong.
All wrong.
All wrong. Positioning it that way takes away from the intimacy and intensity the experience can provide. And it can mess with your head if you're focused just solely on that. It takes you out of the moment and away from your partner, and that's a perfect recipe for unsatisfactory sex. You don't want that. You really don't want that. So don't focus on it as your final destination. Just enjoy the ride.
I'm going to say, even as a woman, there's times where it's like, I won't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes I just won't.
Yeah.
Just because I'm there for him.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine with me, actually.
Yeah.
Not to get too personal.
Right.
Wait, what?
That's as personal as you can get, Maggie.
Jesus,
I'm just
saying. Oh my God.
This one's interesting, this next one.
Yeah, it's really interesting because usually we've always thought this for just women.
This is true.
Number 22, do your Kegels.
Men.
I thought just men. Women could do Kegels. I thought, you know, it's the, for women who don't know, mm-hmm. it's, and for men who don't know for women, it's you have to pee, so it's as if you have to pee, but you tighten.
Yes.
And you close it and then you open, then you close it. It's working that muscle. Okay.
Right.
The ring muscle, if you will. For men, you can exercise your Kegel muscles too. So if you aren't sure where to locate them, try, same thing, cutting off urination in the middle of your stream. So the muscles responsible for that action are connected to the pelvic floor, okay? Not to get all, you know, biological here, but this is what it is. The stronger the muscles, the better control you'll have over your erection, orgasm, and ejaculation.
Thank God.
I took number 22 because Gina would be talking really fast like she does when she gets nervous talking about stuff
like
that.
I had to tell you about the perineum, so give me a break.
Yeah.
Come on, lady. Just kidding.
Perineum. Honestly, you're like, Maggie won't know what it is. I can say it just fine. Honestly, let's talk real.
But then I like totally stumble over it.
She
easy
totally
words.
Did it. So good.
So funny. Yeah, it's so funny. Okay, consider maybe, possibly making a sex tape.
Jesus Christ.
Now, this always makes me a little nervous because you never know. Well, it could make you famous like Kim Kardashian. So, you know, there's that bonus.
There is that bonus.
It is that bonus. And we've always joked about me doing a sex tape so that we would actually be, you know, put us on the map. But yeah, not happening, or at least that I know of.
Do we have any takers out there?
Yeah. Uh-oh, I'm going to get all these phone calls. Gina, what's up?
Right?
But anyway, watching other people have sex has become somewhat of an American pastime. Well, porn, hello. On average, Pornhub receives around 92 million visitors to their site per day.
Have you seen Pornhub?
I have.
Pornhub's the bomb.
Yeah. Per day.
Oh, yeah.
92 million.
92 million horny bitches
and
looking at Pornhub.
It's true. It's very true.
It's good stuff because it's free.
Yeah. But it's saying, like, why spend time watching when you can make your own?
True.
But, you know, but the lighting and everything, come on. It's not, you know.
And if you're not manscaped, you're screwed.
I know.
That's
really.
Just ugly.
But maybe you don't want people to know it's you. So, you know, then that's okay.
Oh.
You know. Yeah, no.
Well, just don't put it on Pornhub.
Yeah, I know, really. But the thing is, keep your options open and discuss what might be fun. That's the joy of sex with a long-term partner. But of course, you got to be careful too with these things because you never know, like, if that tape ended up in the wrong hands too. Woo! That could open a world of hurt for
you. Jesus Christ. Yeah. You're not going to put it on Pornhub, or maybe you are. Listen, let's face it. Usually the guys do.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Or the woman puts them up to it.
Number 24, don't underestimate her pleasure points. Hey, we talked about this, right? G-spots.
Yeah.
Hello. Our bodies are amazing vehicles for the big O. Mm-hmm. Many women gravitate towards clitoral stimulation mm-hmm. as a means of achieving orgasm. Some prefer internal stimulation, more targeted towards the G-spot. There are women who enjoy cervical stimulation, which can be delivered through deep penetration, super hot. Mm-hmm. And others prefer to access their pleasure points through anal penetration. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, it's true.
Have your little washcloth ready to go or do it in the shower because that's a way to stay clean. Point is, there's a lot of different ways to make a woman satisfied. So talk to your partner about her particular preferences and act accordingly.
I like it. And last but not least, don't forget about aftercare.
Oh, it's huge.
Huge. So after you have sex with your partner and after you've both orgasmed, hopefully, embrace your partner as part of the process. A nice cuddle helps communicate intimacy and affection. And those are two very important things to prioritize in any relationship. You know, make them feel like, you know, what you experienced was a mutual thing. You guys care about each other. And it's just, that's part of it. It's just part of it. Just be comforting to each other and just enjoy the moment.
I love pillow talk.
Yeah.
I also love raiding the fridge.
There you
Listen,
go.
Hey. There's a lot of things you could do yourself.
Exactly.
Post.
Yeah.
Num num.
Yeah. I agree.
Good stuff.
I like it.
We know you're taking notes out there, boys. You're welcome.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the tree.
Now it is the holidays, gentlemen, so we're going to throw in a little extra goodie for you. And this is St. Nick's Sack of Goodies.
Ho, 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 ho.
I love it. We're going to teach you a few tricks in gift shopping mm-hmm. for your girl mm-hmm. or potential girl.
At any stage in your relationship, too, which is good.
That's really big.
Yes.
And how much to spend.
Which is also big.
Now, if you're a big spend-a-deal thing, but mm-hmm. if you're really looking for, oh my gosh, we've only been dating this long, what's appropriate? This part is for you guys.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So from about 1 to 4 dates, and it's the holidays, you have to acknowledge.
Right.
So the first thing we're going to tell you is just acknowledge, please. If it's a birthday, you know, just acknowledge. Mm-hmm. So 1 to 4 dates, a card is totally appropriate.
Absolutely.
Don't just sign it, love Al.
Al again. Ariel.
Write a little something.
Yeah.
Hey, I've really enjoyed our time together. I look forward to more time.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Or, you know, a home-cooked dinner. God, really blew our mind.
Yeah, right.
Good bottle of wine.
Yeah, absolutely. That works. Because it doesn't have to cost a fortune for that either.
Totally.
Something just like really easy peasy.
Get a cute little like Christmas wine stopper.
I like
Make it like a little gift. It's cute.
Pier One has some really good ones.
So cute.
And they're cheap. They're not that pricey. So yep. Go for it.
Love it.
Why not? And then the next phase, if you've been dating for 1 to 3 months. Now, this is like, you know, you've been dating for a while, maybe multiple dates. Maybe you don't see each other every week, but you know. But, you know, a heartfelt gift is not a bad idea. Something that's fun but relatively cheap, maybe $30 price range is about good, I would say. Again, if it's not your budget, you know, you can find, hey, there's so many sales going on too. You can find something that's maybe worth $30 and you're paying a little less, no big deal.
Legit.
Yeah. So that could be dinner and a show. That could be a book that she likes from an author that she really has told you that she really enjoys.
Absolutely. You or know. Just a really nice, you know, scented candle for intimate time.
Right.
Because if it ain't happening between 1 and 3 months.
It's probably not happening.
Hey.
But, you know, yeah. I mean, there's so many things you can do with them.
And I think that up to $30 range is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good. That's a good for that phase, I think, for sure.
Now, we have a couple. So this one is about 4 to 5 months, but you're still in a casual relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you still want to keep it fun and light and maybe up the price tag a little bit. So between $30 and $50 at most.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that is, you know, concert tickets to, you know, her favorite band or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something you guys can do together. But that's where you're still keeping things casual.
Right.
You don't want it to be too personal, but it's still really cool because it's a dating idea.
Right, right, right. And if you're a little more serious too in that time frame, you can kind of figure some things out there too. But if the 4 to 6 months, like you're now in a serious relationship, You're kind of in that new relationship stage. So everything's all shiny and new. Yeah, no, you're just all over each other and it's kind of fun and whatever. You can step it up a little bit, but don't go too overboard. Again, stay within your budget, but $75 is probably a good price range for that. But, you know, purchase something, again, you can do together, maybe jewelry, pendant, earrings, but nothing with a gemstone in it. You don't want to lead her on that way thinking it's like a promise ring or something like that. But, you know, like there's so many things you can do with this. Maybe one of the drawers in your house with a bow on it, meaning she can put her stuff there when she's over.
I love that one, don't you?
It's cute, really cute. If she has something that really means something to her, like very sentimental when she was a child, maybe a book that she liked, could be anything. Maybe find her something that relates to that, like either that book, maybe a first edition version of that book.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it would be really nice. Or something that relates to it, like even a, you know, I don't know, something like a piece of jewelry that relates to that book.
I love that.
Or anything, something that just resonates with her.
Because essentially it's a more serious relationship here. So you right. need to really be listening through that time that you're dating. I love that,
yeah. G. Just be conscientious of her.
And this one, about 7 months on. Okay, so 7 months to a year. So this is really, again, this is your dating show today. So this is that first year of dating. 7 months, well-established relationship. You should have a firm grip on, you know, her and your relationship with her, what she's into. Remember something that she shared really early on, something really special. You could buy her something more special, not practical, no vacuum cleaners.
No, please,
stupid.
I know. Oh, God.
No toasters.
Yeah, really. Here's a microwave for you because I thought of you.
Thanks. Thank you. Here's some laundry detergent.
Yeah.
No. You know, buy her something
and my
romantic.
Laundry.
Seriously, like a little romantic undertone is definitely appreciated here. You show her that you care.
Right.
You know, again, it's all about how you're making her feel. We women are a little mushy.
Yes.
We love it when you guys get it.
Yeah. And when you listen to what we say and you know what we like, that's huge.
Even if you're a man
bonus.
Of few words, be a man of big action.
Exactly right.
And, you know, again, it's 7 months to 1 year. So maybe we've gotten to the next level where you're not moving in together, but she wants to come over more. You can get her a little ring box with a key
to your place. I like
so
it.
So cute.
I like it.
Yeah, little things like that.
So those are your shopping tips, boys. So, you know, go out there and get some shopping done for your girl.
Jingle on.
You believe in me, Santa baby. Forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa cutie. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
And now for your survival tip of the week. Some things you should know when you're shopping for your girl.
So little things like her height. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but her weight.
Yeah, she may lie about it, so just beware. Her bra size or panty size.
A shirt size, pant size, if you're going to dare to buy clothes.
Mm-hmm. And her ring size, but that's for like if you're really serious and you want to buy her a little something. And her favorite color.
And her favorite designer or her favorite perfume.
Favorite store or her scent, like maybe a candle scent that she really likes, vanilla or whatever it is.
And favorite shows on TV. I love this
one. That's a big one.
Buy her the binge.
Yeah, right.
Love it.
Yeah, or even a Netflix account if she doesn't have one.
Oh, boom.
That's a good one.
I love it.
And then like her favorite movie, maybe her favorite author, you know.
That's all good stuff.
And ask us stuff. And there's actually two more. Her favorite band. Maybe she likes a band and maybe this is where you can get concert tickets to that band if they're in town.
Right.
And then also a favorite game. Maybe she has a favorite board game that she doesn't have anymore. She liked when she was a kid and then you can buy it and then you can all play it and have a game night.
Love it. Yay. And now for our segment,
Ain't It a Peach?
Oh, blow the man down, goodies, blow the man down.
Give me way, blow the man down.
So, hours. And we're talking impeachment again. So the inquiry was, it's been going on. I'm sure most people, there's millions of people who watched it. And some people think that, yes, it made a difference. Some people think it didn't make a damn bit of difference. But it was really eye-opening for me. I don't know how you felt, but I felt.
It was amazing testimony. Yeah. It was amazing testimony. We had Fiona Hill. We had Maria Yovanovitch. We had Colonel Vindmer. We had Gordon Sondland. Everything that came out of these people's mouths was 100% not in Trump's favor.
No, it's true. It's very true.
Sunk.
Yeah. So we know the House of Representatives are on Thanksgiving break right now, but they are, it sounds like they are moving forward with wanting to do the full-on impeachment trial here. So probably before the holidays, we'll know what's happening with this. So I don't know.
Stay tuned, party people.
It's kind of like, you know, it's definitely history for sure.
Without question.
Find all our episodes at twofabfems.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can follow us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So stay tuned.
And stay fierce.
So this one is an interesting one. I like just the name of it. French 75.
I loved a French, but not 75
years old. Is that what that is?
Year-olds?
Ew. No, me neither.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
All right, so let's do this again.
Back on track.
Back on track. With a